Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today for episode 45 of the O Woman Podcast. Today I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking more about the relationship side of our lives, less about the biological, physical side of our lives, and our bodies and sex and stuff, which is generally, you know, what we talk about here on O Woman Podcast. But I had always intended for the show to be to deal with different layers of women's lives on many different scales. So the way we think about our bodies, the way society thinks about our bodies, the way we use our bodies, the way society uses our bodies, the way we feel about our relationships and our emotions and our families and our children and what we think about when it comes to our identity and things like that. So today I wanted just to talk a little bit more about the relationship side of our lives. More specifically, the type of a relationship that you deserve. Now, I've done an episode in the past that was about choosing a solid life partner, choosing a person that would be a really good life partner or mate for life, because you can't always just choose the person that you love. Many times you have a great intuition about people, you know, and you can do that, but you can't always just dive headfirst into choosing to be with someone for the rest of your life just because you love them. Depending on the phase of your life, you might or might not be making the best decisions for yourself. You might need to rethink why you really care about this person. You might love them, but do you love them because they're going to be a good family member? They're going to be a support? Or do you love them because they're interesting and exciting? Which everybody needs to be with someone that they think is interesting and exciting, but, you know, different qualities are in different people at different points in their lives, and at different points in your life you value them differently. So you just have to be aware of picking the most well-rounded, caring, good person for your whole life. And I wanted to talk today about unrequited love. That is loving someone who doesn't love you back, and why you need to today say no more. You need to say no more to that. There's a lot of layers to why you should be giving up. And when I mean giving up, I don't mean giving up on something that has an importance and a value. I mean letting go of things that don't benefit you in a positive way. As we enter the new year, I've talked recently about sexual resolutions for the new year and relationship resolutions. And that was one of the resolutions, was reevaluating the relationships that you have in your life and making sure that the ones that you have are the best for you, for what you actually want. Not just the relationships that appeal to you because you are almost addicted to them or something like that. I'm talking about letting go of all relationships that aren't positively beneficial to your energy, to your decisions, and to your life. The bottom line here, and the most basic way to think about it, which I know people have told you this before, especially people that know about if you love someone that doesn't love you back or that you're not sure loves you back quite enough. I know people have told you before, you deserve better. You know, you deserve to be loved. But you do. And I'm telling you that not from a friend or a family member standpoint. I'm telling you that from the beliefs just of a woman. That's me. You are a human being. You are a woman. And innately, you are kind and caring and good and worthy of having a partner who is the same. So if you are either in a relationship or simply just in love with someone who you're not in a relationship with, whether you've, this is a new thing or something you've been holding on to for years and years, you need to think about if that person gives back to you as much as they take from you. That's the big thing that is kind of the red card, or the red flag, or whatever. I guess red card is in sports. Still, that's a pretty big, pretty serious issue to get a red card. But that's the big red flag, or the red card of the situation, is how much energy, positivity, support, whatever. There's so many different ways to measure what they could give you. So it's hard to say exactly maybe how they offer you their gift of their, how much they care about you. But do they actually give you as much as you give them? And if you know you're in a relationship where you love that person and they don't love you, or you love them and you've said it and you're not sure if they love you back, even though you've talked to them about it and they're not really answering you the way you want to hear, you deserve more than that. You deserve better than that. Someone who takes more than they actually give to you is a drain on your entire system. It's a drain on the energy that you have to offer the world. So you have to think about it beyond the layer of, oh, but I love him, it doesn't matter. Oh, but I love her, it doesn't matter. I love them. Romantic love is not meant to be anything other than mutual. As a sustainable relationship, as something that you can actually bank on, as something you can integrate into your life as a thing. It is not meant to be anything other than mutual. Now, you go through life and maybe you love someone and they don't love you, or they love you and you don't love them, as you go through your different relationships, and that can happen. That's normal. And it's okay to experience those relationships because they teach you what you want, what you deserve, what kind of person is really the best for you. And they teach you about loss, and they teach you about life. And so it's worth having these experiences. But you have to be able to say no and let go when the time is right, when it's over. And when that is when you realize the reality of the situation, when you realize that they don't love you, or when you realize that you don't love them the same way that they love you, and you never can, and they deserve, as you know, to have someone who loves them in a way that they love you, with a totality, with a complete willingness to give that they're giving you. And you deserve the same thing if you're in that same situation. So there's two different actual kind of aspects to loving someone that doesn't love you. One of them is if you're in denial, and the other one is if you're not. So if you love someone and you know they don't love you, you have to leave now. It's over. It's not fair to yourself to hold on to something that isn't going to help you flourish in your life. And I know that if you're listening to this and you're in the situation, you know that this relationship that you love, that you're addicted to, that you're holding on to, you know that it doesn't give you any peace. It doesn't give you any real hope beyond the hope that you cling to, that maybe one day they'll love you. It doesn't give you a sense of understanding and excitement about your future, whether it includes this person or not. It doesn't give you that sense. It's like a weight in your stomach. It's like a weight on your back that you carry around. And it's become a burden, and it's begun to drain you. There's a quote that I've heard before, and I don't even know where I've heard it. I wrote it down when I was a teenager. It could have been in one of my favorite books that I read or a movie that I saw, but I don't remember where it came from. But the quote is, "Do not give your energy to a dying past." You can't do that, because you're full of life. You have energy. You have so much to offer the world. And to take what positive, creative, alive energy that you have and put it into something that is almost like a black hole that just sucks it away and doesn't give anything back to you, or give you steps to step on to walk to your next path, or give you doorways, it isn't worth it. You're letting yourself wither away. And that's not fair. That's not fair to yourself. That's not fair to those people around you that love you, that support you in the ways that you deserve. Even if it's not romantic love support, it's your family, your friends. They love you more completely, more totally than this other person does. Even if you love them, even if you think, but I love them, and love withstands all. Love doesn't need anything to keep going. That's true. But with romantic love, It is not supposed to be one-sided. With your child that you have, if your child one day grows up and says, I hate you, Mom, you still love that child, and you should. It's a different kind of love. And so that's why there's room for so many sorts of love in our life. But in a romantic love for someone who is seeking a partner of some sort, because no one loves without imagining that this person could be a partner, either for their full life or part of their life. No one does that. They love because they seek a connection that is so special that it defies all other connections or most other connections in their life, and nothing else can match it. And so why wouldn't you want to hang on to that and make it a partnership? And here's the problem with continuing to love someone who doesn't love you back. And I know it's hard to let go, but love can be let go of. Romantic love can be let go of. Just as romantic love needs to be worked on to continue to keep it, to have it, to hold on to it, to keep it as full and rich of an experience as it was when you first met each other. You know, people that have been married for 50 years, there's been parts of their lives where they thought, oh my God, I can't stand this person, but you have to work at it. You have to try at it. So there's a lot of energy that goes into a mutual love, a shared partnership, that kind of romantic love. And you can allow yourself to disengage from the person that you love that you know doesn't love you. And it's really hard and it's really freaky. But it's about letting go. And when I mention this, if you're in this boat, if you know what I'm talking about, I know your stomach is in a knot right now. I know it makes you feel nauseous imagining letting go of something. But that is how we feel about letting go of something when that something isn't really right for us. If something is really right for us, and we talk about letting it go, it's not scary because that letting it go, it comes back. When you let it go, it doesn't go anywhere. It stays there next to you. You don't have to hold on to it nonstop if it's a real thing. You can let go of it for a temporary period of time, and it will stay there. That's that energy, that feeling. Now, I don't mean this necessarily about the person, because some people, you love someone who's like maybe your friend too, you let go of them, they might still be in your life. And that's a different kind of a situation. Or they might know that you're kind of letting go of them and they don't like it because they know you once loved them. They want to still kind of keep you around. And that's not what I mean by that stays around. I mean, the energy that is inside of this feeling, this thing that you love, it'll stay. For example, if you're, you know, speaking of children again, in a way that where a real kind of true love stays around because you have that kind of true love with your children, with your other family members. If you let go of your children, you let go of the anxiety of keeping track of them and taking care of them because they've grown up, perhaps. They don't go anywhere. I mean, yes, they go places, they leave you, but they don't go anywhere. So have to think about letting go of the romantic relationship that you're in that isn't a benefit to you. And if it makes you feel nauseous in your stomach to think about it, that means you need to let go. That means it's not the right thing to hold on to it. Now, if that person loves you, that's a different story. You can work through so many problems. But if you know this person doesn't love you, if they don't give back as much as you give them, then you have to let go. And now, thinking of giving back as much as you give them, a lot of people will trick themselves and say, oh, they give me stuff. They give me things. You know, maybe physical things, maybe energy, maybe they talk to you, they flirt with you, they call you when they need you. That's not giving things. That's maintaining a relationship for the sake of themselves. What I mean by giving you things is they give you selfless things that come from them that doesn't need to be reciprocated, even though by nature of real, good, mutual, deeply found, connected love, it'll end up being reciprocated because you love them back if they truly loved you, and you would love them. They would love you. And it becomes kind of a give and take where no one keeps a tally. No one really even knows what the other person has done for them. They just do it by living, by being together. If you feel more drained after interacting with this person that you love who doesn't love you back, if you feel more drained than energetic. You need to let go. I've said this a million times. I say the words let go over and over again. But there's always a time to let go of something. When you hold on to things that aren't a benefit to you, they hinder your life, they hinder your personal growth. And you can fix it. You can stop it. And it's not easy. And it's a journey. And it's difficult. But you owe it to yourself. You were put here on this earth by whatever force you believe in for a very good reason. And you have a personal journey that is unique to yourself and a contribution to the earth and the universe that is unique to yourself. And to waste any more than a moment of time on something that sucks the energy away from you, your natural energy that you were born with, to waste any time on something that sucks that energy away is a violation of your personal self, and you're doing it to yourself. And you know this deep inside, if you know what I'm talking about, you know this. But still, sometimes you can't bring it upon yourself to actually get rid of it. The first thing to do is to let go of the tension in your stomach, because you have tension in your stomach right now. If you are in this situation, you know what I'm talking about. You're clenched up and your body's tight. You're listening to this and your body's tight. Let go. Breathe. Let your stomach relax. Let your shoulders relax. Let your face relax. Let your mouth relax. Let everything relax. And imagine yourself being the happiest person that you can be, but pretend like, or just don't have this other person that you love in the picture. Take them out. Take them out of the picture. But the fact that they've been taken out of the picture, it shouldn't be like, oh, I'm sad that they've been taken out of the picture. Don't think of it like that. Just imagine yourself just with them not around. Maybe they're there. Maybe they're just not present in the image of yourself. But imagine yourself happy. Keep your body relaxed. Now think about what you're doing in this image. What are you doing? Are you sitting with family? Are you relaxing? Are you taking a bath? Are you going for a walk? What is it that you're doing? Imagine yourself doing that thing. Now assess how your body feels. Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel good? You should. If you're envisioning this in the right way, you should. Now, think of this person and the relationship that you're in right now with this person, or interacting with the person that you love that doesn't give you enough back. Think of it. Now feel what your body feels like. Did you tense back up again? Did you get anxious in your gut? Did your body get tight again? And when I mean think about this person, I don't mean think about the what ifs of this person. What if they were here? What if they loved you? Or what if they said this instead? I mean think of them actually as they are, with you. Chances are your body tensed back up again and you started to hold an anxiety. And noticing that, if nothing else, should be enough for you to realize that it's not a benefit to you. Anxiety is negative for your body. It's negative for your psyche. It's negative for everything about you. Anxiety doesn't do anything positive. In the animal world, anxiety makes animals do crazy things, and we're animals too. Now, being momentarily nervous or bothered or stressed might have a benefit in the animal world. It might make you realize that, hey, I'm intuiting that a jaguar is about to come eat me, or I feel that this social situation that I'm in as an ape or a primate or something is making me nervous. So I'm going to try to fix the social situation. Humans do that kind of thing too. Anxiety, to me, is the kind of stress that holds on to you. Not the kind of temporary stress that you have about a situation that can be resolved through going ahead right then and solving it, or thinking it through and then getting it done with. But anxiety is the stuff that, the shit, it's the shit that you dwell on. And it makes your stomach tense up, and it makes your body tense up, and it makes you sick. It actually makes your body sick over time. And it makes your brain sick. And it makes you forget what it's like to not be anxious, to not have a clench in your body in the way you think about the world. And so if you're still allowing a person who doesn't love you enough, maybe they love you some. Maybe they love you as a friend. Maybe they love you as someone who loves them. But someone who doesn't love you enough, if you're allowing that person to still have attention, grip, control over you because of the way you think about them and your relationship, you're allowing them to make you sick, and that's not fair. And it doesn't mean that they're doing it on purpose. Their chances are they're not bad people. Most people aren't bad people. But people have faults and they make mistakes, and it's hard for someone who knows that someone else loves them or suspects that someone else loves them. It's hard to say, I don't love you enough. You need to go. We need to separate and do our separate things. Because everybody wants to be loved, right? And everybody deserves to be loved. But everybody deserves to be loved in a partnership, in a relationship that is equal to the other person loving them. And to them loving that other person. So I can't tell you the key for letting go of a relationship that isn't benefiting you. From what I just said, and if you were listening, and if you're in the situation, you know if the relationship is benefiting you or not. You know if the person loves you. And if you're in denial, you probably had a tension in your stomach as you listened to the story too. And if you're not in denial and you know that you love them more than they love you, I can't say exactly what it is to do because everybody's different. But there needs to be some sort of breaking period. There needs to be some sort of release. And the key to that, in my opinion, is for you to fully understand how much they take from you and do not give back. How much energy, and not even like they take your time and your money and stuff, something you can actually measure. I mean the energy that they take from you and they don't give back, because they take energy from you in a mutually connected, loving, romantic relationship. They give back a support. They give back a belief in you, a faith in you, a pride in you. They give stuff back that means they don't drain it from you after all. So you need to look at your relationship. Think about it. See where it is. It's now is a better time than any time in the new year to do this. Feel your way through your relationship and think about if you're getting what you deserve. And you're going to fight it and you're going to say, "Oh, I am. I'm getting what I deserve." And I can tell you a personal story. Years and years and years ago when I was dating someone who I loved at the time, and he told me he didn't love me anymore, and he left me, and we lived together, and it was pretty hard. And then we got back together a few months later, and we dated. And I had a tension the whole time. I was like, he's going to leave again. I'm so scared. Perhaps I created him leaving again. I mean, I'm glad he did, because he wasn't right for me. But I held a tension always, and I should have known. This tension is wrong. It's making me sick. It's making me feel worried. It's making me feel anxious about everything that happens. And months after we started dating again, things were getting worse. Things were getting bad again. And we were sitting, I think, in our living room at the time. Well, my living room, because he didn't live with me anymore. And we were having a little conversation, and I could tell he'd gotten weird again, and he'd kind of shut down emotionally, because that's what he would do. And I thought, oh God, he's going to leave me again. And he started to say some stuff. He started talking about it, and I could tell that that's where it was going. And I got more and more tense in my stomach. I got nauseous. I got grossed out. It was horrible, but it was not even that different than the tension I'd had in my stomach all along, because I knew it wasn't right. I knew something was wrong. I could feel that it wasn't working. That I wasn't getting from him what I deserved, and that he wasn't connecting with me in the way that I deserved either. So I could feel this kind of tension building, and he started to break up with me again, and I started to kind of talk and say an excuse and say, no, you don't need to, because no, maybe you're just confused, or I just started to say something. I don't even know what it was. And then halfway through my first sentence, I was like, yeah, but maybe. And I just stopped, and I just felt all the tension leave me. Because I finally realized that it was worth letting go. It was worth, quote unquote, giving up. Because I wasn't getting anything from him. Halfway through my sentence of arguing and wanting to say, no, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to hold on to this thing. Because in theory, I should be able to hold on to it. It was love, right? We loved each other. I started to say it and I went, And I just breathed and I said, you know what? Okay. And he looked at me like, what? Aren't you going to argue? And then he got a little bothered, I think, because he wanted me to fight for it or something somehow. And I don't believe that that's why he brought it up. He actually wanted to leave, but he didn't like my response. But I just all of a sudden let go of all the crap that you had to use, the fight tooth and nail to keep something alive that isn't. It was never alive anyway. Or it died a long time ago, and you look back and you don't know, and you think, I don't know when it died. It doesn't matter anymore. The issue is letting go of something that is not a benefit, that is not funneling any good energy into your life. And when I finally said, okay, I just felt so free. I had stopped singing, I realized, because I used to run around the house and just sing all the time and just random songs. And I had stopped singing when we lived together. I don't know why. He never said anything about my singing, me singing badly or anything. I had just stopped singing. And I think it's because I had a tension and I didn't have a bubbling, overflowing sense of joy like I do now. And then literally 5 minutes after he left, I helped him pack his stuff. I said, you're taking all your stuff now. And he was stressed out about that. He didn't like it. He didn't like how calm I was. He thought maybe I was going crazy. But I wasn't. I was the opposite of going crazy. I was perfectly fine. So fine that it wasn't even a thing. It wasn't even any issue at all, positive or negative. It was a nothing experience. It was like, whatever, I don't even have an energy to even think about it. It was just, I just felt so great imagining all the things I could do. And as soon as he left, I literally thought to myself, I can't wait to read books again. Like, for some reason I hadn't. Even though he hadn't kept me from reading books, I just, the overflowing joy that I had in my real life, I had taken it for myself by allowing this relationship to last or this person to suck energy from me that they didn't deserve. And I started singing again. I started singing again right after he left. And I literally was dancing around the house. And it wasn't like a screw you, spite kind of excitement. It was like a, I'm finally myself again. How fantastic. So it's possible to let go. You just have to let go when it's the right time. You have to recognize in yourself and this other person what's really going on. And you have to imagine that it's possible to let go, because it is. And let go. Because that's how all good things start, is the end of something else. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I wanted to spend today just talking a little bit about the more emotional relationship side of things. Hopefully the episode today was a bit of a benefit to some of you. And as always, make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast. Go to the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, for any questions, thoughts, comments, ideas for a show, anything. I appreciate you guys, and I love talking to you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, bye.